Whether his presidency ends this January or 4 years from now, George W. Bush's presidential papers and gifts he's received will be archived at a presidential library. Harriet Baskets reports that in many presidential libraries, some of the most precious and peculiar gifts never get displayed.
It used to be that presidents could keep every gift they got. Now, federal laws make those gifts government property. Dwight D. Eisenhower was the last president allowed to keep his gifts. He stashed the stuff he didn't want in a room in the White House basement. Dennis Medina, curator of the Dwight D. Eisenhower Library and Museum in Abilene, Kansas, says those leftovers then got picked over.
Any White House staff member could go down there. It was sort of like a five and dime, sort of Filene's basement. You could go down there and pick anything you wanted and take it home. Anything that was left there after a month was sent to Abilene finally.
Today, the Eisenhower Museum displays some gifts, including a painting by Grandma Moses and the president's collection of Steuben glass. But in the storage room are dolls filled with horsehair, paint-by-numbers landscapes, and a walnut.
This walnut is a whole walnut, and then out of the walnut, the donor has sliced it. And where the meat of the walnut goes, he's put in jade and gold, so it looks like a cross-section, and made cufflinks out of them. And this is made by a dentist, and I don't know that the president ever wore them.
Eisenhower's staff probably sent a nice thank you note to the dentist, but gifts from heads of state require more personalized attention, and sometimes something in return. Recordings from Richard Nixon's secret White House taping system reveal how he and H.R. Haldeman worked through the tricky exchange of a Soviet hydrofoil for an American-made Cadillac.
I wonder if there's any way you can work this out where GM does this damn thing.
I think we can.
I really think, and we'll say that, you see, basically, the Soviet government makes hydrofoils, GM makes the car. We say that we're receiving one, and they indicated they'd like a car, and GM said, fine, we'll give them one of those. So that isn't that I give them the goddamn thing. Or the taxpayers paid for the Cadillac, that's the thing.
Yeah.
If it comes down to that, I'll pay for the Cadillac. But I don't want to do that either.
No.
Before he resigned in 1974, Nixon did take a few rides in that Soviet hydrofoil, but he never found a use for many other head of state gifts, such as the framed portrait of England's Prince Charles, or the fragile antique dish from the Shah of Iran. Angela Drews is a museum specialist at the National Archives and is curator of the Nixon Gift Vault.
We have here, this is probably one of the more unusual gifts that was given to President Nixon. It's a 500-pound giant clamshell, and it was a head of state gift from the Philippines, and it arrived in this kind of open wooden crate that it's still housed in today.
For the past 30 years, says Drews, the clamshell and 30,000 other gifts Nixon got while in office have been kept in storage in College Park, Maryland.
Because of the way he left office, all of his presidential materials were seized by an act of Congress and kept in the Washington, D.C. area for processing.
Last January, Congress passed legislation resolving 30 years of legal wrangling over the Nixon collection. Eventually, all of the gifts, the tapes, and more than 45 million documents will be transferred to the Nixon Library in Loma Linda, California. It will join 11 other presidential libraries administered by the National Archives. Harry Truman's library and museum is on a hill overlooking his boyhood home of Independence, Missouri. Truman helped design the building and used a mahogany-paneled office here after he left the presidency. When he died in 1972, the office became an exhibit. His desk drawers were cleaned out, but it wasn't until 20 years later that museum staff opened two locked drawers in the credenza behind the desk.
And when they opened the drawers, they just found them full of stuff like you'd find in your own house.
Truman Museum curator Klebowski says the drawers were filled with souvenir cufflinks, lapel pins, typed manuscript pages, and a red velvet-lined silver case holding an inch-long glass tube.
It was kind of a puzzle, and we realized that one end of the tube actually had a magnifying glass on it. And as we looked down into the magnifying glass, there was a pin inside the tube, and on the head of the pin was actually a portrait of Harry Truman.
The portrait on the pin likely amused Truman, but it was surely not the case with another gift he kept locked in his top desk drawer. It was a purple heart sent to him by the father of a soldier killed in Korea. Curator Klebowski says it came with a note.
And it says, "Mr. Truman, as you have been directly responsible for the loss of our son's life in Korea, you might just as well keep this emblem on display in your trophy room as a memory of one of your historic deeds."
The Purple Heart and the note are now on display at the Harry S. Truman Presidential Library and Museum in Independence, Missouri. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskis.